بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Once Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali in person writes to him and says, Hazrat, I enjoyed my ibadah so much, but now the other ibadah that I'm making, I'm not enjoying at all. He writes to him and says that the ibadah that you're enjoying is not higher than the ibadah that you do not enjoy. So the time when you make a person makes ibadah of any kind, the condition that comes to me, I really enjoyed my ibadah today. You know that's not enjoyment. Because that does not bring about humility. That brings about pride. But you say that I made ibadah, that did not make. So keep that in mind. People today claim a lot that my ibadat, I'm doing so much and nothing is happening. But you must think to myself, mind, there's no ibadat at all. It's only through his fazal and grace that whatever he's doing. Today the topic is nafs. So the nafs is something that which is the biggest enemy of us. Whatever we are doing today is because of our nafs. Man becomes very, very, whatever ibadat he makes, because of his nafs. It is Quran also, he makes of nafs. It is namaz also because of his nafs. Why I say that is because the time when he wants to make namaz, he makes namaz because nafs didn't make namaz. And the next time you do not make namaz because nafs says don't make namaz. So you are now the worship of nafs. Whereas you must know this much, that any time the nafs must not become your guide. You must control your nafs, the nafs will not control you. Very important that. In other words, do not become the slave of your nafs. Ibadat too, the nafs will tell you, go today to make ibadat. Tomorrow is a don't go to make ibadat. But make ibadat only for yourself, for the sake of Allah. For the sake of Allah. And if it's for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, then the nafs does not come in between at all. Any kind of condition you can be in. You know one thing, that I want to seek the pleasure of Allah, I will not do it for my nafs. Nafs will tell you, nafs only wants one thing, he wants comfort. Nafs wants comfort. He doesn't want difficulties. He wants comfort. Like if he's sleeping, nafs will tell you, more sleep, more. He'll never tell you, wake up. Never. He wants to comfort you more, he wants comfort. You don't want difficulties. And the most important thing for us is to put nafs into difficulties. When it is necessary, not all the time. So if he tells you sleep, you must say, no, I'm not sleeping. I'm waking up. I'm going to go to read my namaz. I'm going to read my namaz. It's very, very cold. No problem. That cold is no more important to me. I take the blanket out and I wake up. To make my thing, I will go against my nafs, I'm going to need namaz. No matter what happens. How much your nafs tell you, no, no, no. You're not my khuda, I'm not your banda. You're not my khuda, I'm not your banda. Then why must I follow you? Why must I follow you? You're not my khuda, I'm not your banda. So why must I follow you? You must have that in answer for you, the time when you're sleeping now and you're waking up, that you know Allah Ta'ala woke you up. You didn't wake up, Allah woke you up. You must be very fortunate, Allah woke you up. So when the time your eyes open, Allah woke you up, oh Allah Ta'ala shukr. And you wake up and you wake up that no matter how cold it is, tu mera khuda nahi, my nafs telling me to sleep. Main tera banda nahi hu. So when you wake up with that thing there, you wake up straight away. And when you wake up straight away, then you must know you went against your nafs. Hazrat Ji gave us this incident. And he gave us an incident because he wants us to become like that. Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah. Even though he left his kingdom, what did not leave? He left everything. He left the pleasures and pleasures of this world, of being a king. When he went out, and he went, you know, while he was traveling, he got into one cave and sat down there. He slept. He got up with the tahajjud. And he had to make ghusl. And it was ice right through. Ice right through. Hazrat, give me an incident. Give you incident of this kind to show you that there must be no complaint to wake up now. That is, we got through Mahab. So he got up, did not realize, did not think, no, I have to make ghusl now, like how we are today. I had a relation with my wife, I make ghusl after namaz too, never let it get namaz qaza. Did it happen? No. Mohabbat can stay here. Mohabbat can stay. He went outside, he made ghusl in that ice. He went outside and he said, I'm not telling you to do that. Allah gave us the best of everything. Allah Ta'ala gave us the best of everything. And we use it the correct way, how much Allah will accept it. So he made ghusl in that condition, that with that ice, he was actually vibrating. So shivering. He came inside and he said, oh Allah, I'm feeling so cold. The moment that Allahu Akbar bi salah, and very big creature came and hit him in his back. And he was receiving so much warmth. Garmi! You know, become Allah's mehman. Then something else. If that person wakes up in the morning, whose mehman is? Udaka mehman. Udaka mehman. Puri zindagi, puri log. Everywhere people are sleeping, you woke up. You are alone and he's alone with you. You will become his mehman. If you only know that, if he's mehman, then you quickly wake up to make your mess. Quickly you'll wake up because he's your mehman. Who's mehman? So in the time he completed his salah with Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, then only he realized there was a big creature behind him. Aslam. The moment he finished salam, the creature went away. So nafs is something you have to be very careful. If it tells you sleep, that kind of person you got control of his nafs, then cold and hot means nothing to him. Dono barabar ho jata. Cold and cold, not nothing. Big. Sickness and all makes no difference. No matter how sick he is, too, he. They give you the warmth of the thing. And that's the difference between the Farishtas and insan. Farishtas are not encountered really with the nafs. The nafs is very pure. The nafs are very pure. That's why insan are very higher than the Farishtas, because they encounter with nafs and with them they go against the nafs. They go against the nafs and they fulfill Allah's command. A person who eats too much, no one talks about him. But if someone says, you know, that person, he eats very, you know, very little. Oh, you know, now you're thinking, mashallah. You want to see who that person is. But if you see a person eating too much, no one will see him too. But if a person, hey, you know, this person, you know, alhamdulillah, he's so conscious, he eats so little. Now you want to follow him also. You must not do that now. Mahazad always told us, don't read those books where you see him. The time when those times, the strength very strong. They could drink one khajur, they can sleep for 40 days too. But don't do that. It could be very bad for you. What little ibadah you do, you won't do that. Our qawah, our strength is very weak. We must follow the buzugan deen of today. Someone told Hazrat, the what I derive benefit from your kitab, I did not derive benefit, told Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi, I did not derive benefit from Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi. So look at his answer. He said, what a barrel of hair. They were so big. They were for that people. We are very weak. We are for this people. That's called humility. He did not run him down. He said, no, those are very high people. We cannot reach them. That kitab is not for us. This kitab is for us. So we must not read any of those kitab and begin to think, hey, those people are doing very, very, they were eating food like this, let me do like this too. Half the night they should make ibadat, whole night they should sleep, they did not sleep. No, no. Sleep everything properly, but make the time you wake up, make ibadat. Nafs must not become your. You must not become your nafs, the slave of your nafs. Your nafs will become your slave. You must be able to control your nafs at all times. Mahazuri gave another insult. These all nafs, shaitan and nafs go together. Shaitan is a weapon. The day after he knew the means, shaitan knew the means. And day after, the nafs starts. You put your eyes somewhere. You saw a woman. Shaitan said, do it again. The first shot was not no answer. Similar thing. Now you do it again. Now nafs says, do it again. You start looking at all that. So what are you doing? This nafs of yours is overtaking you. Telling you, do it again, do it again. The same cell phone to do. Nafs said, no, man, one time look at me. Shaitan said, no, one time. Zina also, shaitan said, do it one time, khalas. Day after you don't do it. Remember, he's not the first, the last. He's not the last, he's the beginning. Once you do it one time, shaitan said, bas, chakki house was. Then he'll never leave it after that. Drug also the same thing. The drug will tell you one time. The after don't take it, he'll continuously. Allah mani father. Even amrat, you know amrat? Boys. Now you're either going to boys now. Allah gave girls, you're going boys to now. Lut alayhi salams. All those things happening to him. Nafs will tell you that the shaitan will go, nafs will say, look at that. Now you want to look more. Because you became the slave of your nafs. But if you have controlled your nafs, you won't look at it at all. You won't look at it at all. These are happening every day today. We're reading namaz, we're reading Quran, but these are things we're seeing that. You see a boy that I get called that they're too morana. But good, they are telling us that they want to prevent themselves. Even asatazat, even the teachers in school. Don't you hear of those incidents? What is it? The nafs. The nafs causes all this. So that person, you know, he does not eat lot, everyone will look at him. When you hear that person, you know, make ibadat. Lot of ibadat, don't see him. You hear about him. Hey, mashallah, may Lord. No. Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi walk in the street. Someone said, if a person got so much, if anyone got, anyone does not sleep at night, is no man in the Sabbath. Imam Abu Hanifa. Now, if you want to know who this person is. So, everything good that you do, someone will want to see you. Someone will see you. But against your nafs. But you do because one thing the nafs, it chases to make. It changes away from ibadat. Nafs changes away from ibadat. It doesn't bring you more to ibadat. It changes you away from ibadat. It will bring you more harm in you. Nafs will tell you, you are very busy in a shop now, carry on with business, you will delay your namaz. And you delay your namaz. You're traveling too, you tell you umrah too, Nafs will tell you, going for Umrah, never mind, miss all your namaz. So people are sitting on a flight, they miss all their namaz. So they miss the salah of farz to go for a nafil. How they will meet Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You are happy to meet him, is he happy to meet you? Then nafs here. Nafs here. So the nafs is exactly the what it does, it actually chases you away from the good. Then don't do those things. Husband and wife, little some spite takes place. It can be sorted out. But talaq. Nafs in the talaq. Shaitan is the one that comes in between first. Shaitan. Because he said this part, you know. If a person goes to shaitan and says, no, he comes, he's jealous, coming, I did today to that person like this. And he says, oh, mashallah, I did very well. But the moment he says, one tells shaitan, you know, today I broke husband and wife, he embraces them. He embraces them. And today he's so right that he is. The divorce is so. Allahu Akbar. Every second person. So nafs is something we have to learn to address our nafs all the time. Ye nafs to mera khuda nahi hai. Main tera banda nahi hu. That my husband gave us that incident day in Delhi. That one person saying, hey, nafs to mera khuda nahi, main tera banda nahi. Everyone say, ye to pagal chal raha hai. Only one person, hey, why are you saying this thing here? He said, no, my nafs asking me for laddu. And I got no money. I can't go steal and buy laddu. So I'm telling my nafs, you know, you're not my khuda. And I'm not your banda, why must do it? So I'm telling you, you can't tell me to do go steal and all. Because the most important thing, the nafs will tell, go steal. The nafs will tell, now you can't go, no money, go steal and do it. So addressing his nafs, tu mera khuda nahi, mera banda nahi, tera banda, why must I follow you? Likewise, you too and I too, when you commit zina, listen to it carefully, it's a very big lesson. When Buzugan and Deen give us some message, it's a very big lesson. If you want to take it, that is. You will commit zina. Zina not only with the woman, zina with the eyes. Zina with the ears. Zina with the hand. Whatever. At that time, it's tu mera khuda nahi, mera banda nahi, because you know this much. You are alone with who? Because this thing you cause, you commit with who? When you are alone, this kind of thoughts come your way. Like even taking that phone also, then look at the trash. Tu mera khuda nahi, mera banda. I'm telling you, use that thing. Hazrat gave us that was. To go on to fight with your wife too at that time, you think that tu mera khuda nahi, go to the wrong one yet. Well, the nafs is something. And nafs are three kinds, you know that. Nafs are three kinds. Nafs is one, but three kinds it is. Nafs are ma. Yusuf alayhi salam. Look at him, me a Nabi. He said, Allah ta'ala, me pana chata hum. Oh Allah protect. Yet what? He's a Nabi. Because nafs-e ammara is the most difficult one, because the only thing nafs-e ammara is all the filthy things. That is what we call, we supposed not to have in us. We said that is what we got in us. All those things we're not supposed to have in us. Anger, jealousy, pride, all those things, greediness, love of the world, all those things that is called nafs amara. If a Nabi is making dua to Allah, keep me away from that, who are we then? Now those things are in it, in us all the time, because Jibril is in us all the time. But Allah has given us the image that we can work towards and take it out of us. To take it out. But we have to have the initiative to work and towards to take those things out of us. You know, khanka is not in a khanka. When you go, a lot of people say, you know, make khanka. I say, khanka to ghar mein hona chahiye. When we go to Jalalabad, when we go to khanka, I say, ab log ja rahe abhi, apne ghar ko khanka bana lo. You have to make your house a khanka. Whatever you're listening to me here, yeah, make your house a khanka. You don't go to any khanka. Make your house a khanka. That whatever you're listening here, yeah, bring in your life. take out the greediness in you, take out the grudge in you, take out the pride in you, take out anger with you. All these things come with what you call, it is what you call nasyama. When gradually, when you work towards this thing here, you fight yourself, I'm not going to have this thing in me, I'm not going to have anger in me, I'm not going to have pride in me, you work towards it. Everything, there's a battle, there's a trial, strife. In this world, when a person wants to get a degree, how won't he works? When he wants a degree and he becomes, you know, CEO, what he does not do. Whole night he sacrificed his sleep, he sacrificed his food. I want the status. I want that job. For dunya, you can do that. And for akhir, for Allah Ta'ala. You can't little bit fight against your nafs, not to get angry with this person, not to have a pride. If you got that in you, but you need Allah's help. But you must fight it. I must not get those things. Because that nafs is the thing that makes you say, fight with that person. The nafs will tell you that don't talk to your brother now, he did this to you. The nafs will tell you, don't talk to your sister like that to me. The nafs will tell you, no. I don't want Islamic way, I want the English way. Everything, the nafs is the thing. So this nafs is amara. Then once, as gradually you fight with jihad and you make sure you try to take it out of you, that I must not have stinginess in Amadab. And this thing can only come into you if you can only change the one great quality is called humility. Humility. If you're going to break pride from you, if you're going to break anger in you, you can break all those things you wanted out of your life. What you must have? Tawazu. Man tawazu lillah. If that person saw you too, if you got humility, what will you do? Assalamu alaikum. Khatam jayuna qalu. You won't even look at his face too. Why you got humility in you? But if you got pride in you, the nafs will overtake you. But if you got your nafs controlled, that person can sway you too. If that person tells you that, you say no. You will not have any enemies. You will not have everything according to Allah's command. But if you got that nafs is dormant, you know what? I want extra share in this now. No, I don't. I just got a case yesterday. The person passed away suddenly, 45 years old. He did not make it. His wife now is claiming for everything. What made her claim that thing? What made her claim for this? The nafs. Nothing else. Nafs is everything. Who else? Others not get the share, but Khuda karek was some child. Khuda karek, she understands and accepts it. So everything you see in that what's happening against you is your nafs. No, I mustn't give his share. No, he was very bad to me, so I must be very bad to him too. So all this runs to only one thing. Nafs ya? Amma. So if you bring, work towards it, and very sincere with your sheikh, the sheikh will tell you to make zikr of Allah Ta'ala. He'll tell you continue making mujahid going against your nafs. And the easiest way, the remedy is there. What is? Tawazu. Tawazu brings everything back to normal. What's tawazu? When tawazu comes into you, when humility comes into you, you feel you are no one. Feel? That's the time you get nafs al-lawama. Nafs al-amara, nafs al-lawama. Now nafs al-lawama is one nafs now, is now getting, you know the fruit. The fruit is getting ripe, it can get rotten too. The fruit gets ripe and get rotten too. That's the time you look after that fruit very well. It's called nafs al-lawama. Now continuously you're making your mujahidah, you're making, you know, jihad, you're making sure. Now you know, make sure you don't have those things in you. And the moment you're getting those bad qualities in you, you begin to be aware of those things. You come to know now, no, I've got this thing. You keep away from this. You fight your nafs, I don't want. No more anger now. No more pride. No more greedy. No more stinginess. No more stinginess. Nothing. But he is still got that quality in him that he's making ibadat, but he's got waswasa now. He's got all kind of thoughts coming in him. I'm someone now. This kind of thoughts come, I'm someone now. This is the danger point you call this. He's now getting all that thing coming out of him, but now while he's making ibadat and all, he's saying, I'm a mota now. I'm something now. I'm someone now. Make ibadat, others will look at me. So, that called riya, hubbeja, that comes into that person. And when he's continuously being shown now that you get that fear now, what happens if at that time you must have the fear that, oh Allah, whatever I'm doing, here the fear in me, you must not take it away from me. Whatever I'm doing, you must not take it away from Allah. Because when that comes into you, when you come into humility, that, oh Allah, I did not do this thing here, you allowed me to do it. This is when it comes into you, when you get nothing, lawama, and you work towards it. The fear comes into you that, you know what, I did not do it, the fear he may take it away from me. When the person gets that quality in him, that now the fear that, you know, I'm reading namaz, I'm reading Quran, and so much, I'm reading tahajjud namaz, and all, the fear comes, he can be seized. Then the fear comes in, the fear that brings about more now humility. Oh Allah. Then he begins to make shukr. Once the person has this in his mind that, you know, I did not do it, Allah, you made it, me do it, and shukr comes into you. Hamd, praise is coming to you. And fear is there, it can believe and be seized. Talking of seized, you know, I'm just giving you an incident. There were two buzrugs. And very great buzrugs in Delhi. But they're very playful among each other. So that buzuk, when he became very big buzuk, so he stopped playing with this person, the other buzuk. Playing means, you know, every Juma time, making, he put his clothes upside down, put his things upside down. Now not doing it. Now you can't do that now. He put his things upside down. After this buzuk got little higher, he stopped doing that. The people told him, we should see you doing all this thing. Now why you stop this thing here? He said, no, you know, how can I stop, do that thing? The big buzu, how can I do this? Itself. They went and told the buzu, what happened? Did you do this thing? He went to the other buzu. He said, remember, why you stop that thing? Because you see, it's what that they were, in their level, they think they're nothing. They're nothing. We got something, they got nothing. So he said, no, you're not kidding. He said, remember, if you don't start your thing again, whatever good Allah tell you, given you, it will be seized. Who's talking? They're talking. Whatever good Allah gave you, will be seized. Oh, that child. He's not doing that thing again. He's not doing that thing. That's called Allah wala. You understand? Oh, makeup and all. Hazrat Moshe Gongoi Rahmatullah Ali, when he should see Mawlana Qasim Nanati, the way they sleep together at the bed, like two lovers. Not doing anything wrong. Because there was something else. They start to show you. There's no makeup there. Humility is one side. Humility, one side. So the person, when he reaches Nafs al-Lawwama, at that time, what happens to him? The little bit of show comes into him, but the fear comes quickly. Hey, may shukar. Whatever you got now is not you, Allah gave you. It will get seized. Humility is there. Oh Allah, don't take it. Oh Allah, don't take it. It is namaz to Allah, may shukar. Shukar is there. His praise is only for Allah Ta'ala. He makes namaz to Allah Ta'ala. He doesn't want anyone to praise him to. He may shukar. But he must also, all the time, he must make zikr all the time. To take that waswasa out. To take that waswasa. The Shaykh will tell him, either you make it nafil namaz, or read Quran, or read this, or that. He will recommend himself. You must not do anything yourself. If you think of doing anything yourself, you can become mad. One person was very close to Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah. And he was doing very well. And he just began to see a lot of things like it. He told Hazrat, stop. Stop all this. Don't do it. He did not listen. He became mad. Whatever your sheikh tells you, you do that.
He knows better than you. When he becomes a star, he will come down. So how important it is. When you continue making your zikr and mujahidah all the time, when your nafs become mutmainna, that is something else. Your whole life is turned. Takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah. The akhlaq of Allah is in you. And the akhlaq of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is new. You will not miss one. You will feel very uneasy if you miss one akhlaq of Nabi Karim. Then you don't have any feeling to hurt anyone. The akhlaq will be concerned. Then you want to be in wuzu all the time too. But with all that, that mutmainna comes into you. Nafs mutmainna comes to you. That you have so much control of your nafs that you will not allow it to leave you to do anything wrong. But with that also, you're always on guard. You're always on guard. You don't rely on your nafs. Always on guard. Because a person who has got a horse for 50 years, he's held so much control of the horse, yet he holds the reins. You never see a person not holding the reins. 50 years. The fear is there. That's how this person is. We've got nafsa mutmainna, but with that is a fear of Allah. Do not give me with my nafs with a twinkle of the eye. Rasulullah said, do not leave my nafs with a twinkle of the eye. That's the meaning. Once is that control coming, the nafs mutmainna. It becomes so itminan, means you have serenity. Peace of mind. You can go through any difficulties, you've got the peace of mind. You may have no money in you, but you're a king. Peace of heart and peace of mind. Sickness coming to you, yes, the pains are there, but the heart is something else. Mutmainna. So the fear is always there that it must not be taken away. The fear is always there that the nafs are controlled, it must not learn to control me. Like a snake, when it hibernates, you can put your hand there. It hibernates. But after some time, it wakes up. It wakes up and you start running. Likewise, the nafs also do not rely, don't trust him. Mazbudrah. Holding all the time, you can slip away. And always make dua to Allah. Cry in dua to Allah. Zikr all the time. Kasrat zikr. Mahazar said, dawa me taat, kasrat zikr. Dawa me taat means continue fulfilling the command of Allah. Kasrat zikr. It means a lot of zikr. With the Quran, the Lawat, whatever it is, you got the time. Make the thing. And when you become nafs mutmainna, the two qualities that you have in you is you begin to love to be in solitude more than time. You love to be in solitude more than outside. You don't want to wish to meet anyone too. The solitude is something else. It's something you cannot even talk about it to. But once you get that condition in you, then it's something else. So, Khuda kare, whatever I said, Allah Ta'ala hame amal karne ki taufeeq naseeb farmaye. Waqai amal karne ki taufeeq naseeb farmaye. Izzat ke saath. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع.
وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. اللهم ثبتنا للإيمان وامتنا للإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة والإيمان بحرمة القرآن وحرمة النبي آخر الزمان. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد وآله.